In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Outside of London live Brown Note recording in Birmingham. To my left is Kedge, everybody.
Hello, hello.
See, that slight little bit of disappointment in the room.
I know, it always is.
And to my right is Sachin.
Yay!
Oh, the people's favourite.
Oh, people like me.
People like me. You're likeable.
Can I just give a present to Satch?
Oh, what have you given?
He said he forgot the Barney.
I did forget the Barney.
Thank you, Chris. Just in case if anyone gets hungry.
Nice. You brought your own Chris.
Yeah, I just.
Co-Fresh. Yeah. Are you sponsored? Chili and lemon.
No.
Chili and lemon. Desi Crisp. Who eats Desi Crisp? Desi Crisp. People make some noise.
I mean, who does it?
And if you think they might make your bud smell a bit too fresh, make some noise. Yeah. See, I'm not a fan. I just think it's dangerous.
Rank.
It's dangerous. Mate, I don't know how I'm going to end up the other side.
They're brilliant.
Well, thank you all for coming. And a merry... Can we say Merry Christmas? Are we doing that?
Is this
the Christmas episode? Thank you, Ellis. That's great. Turned up a little bit.
We are... That's it. It's Christmas party season. I think this is peak Christmas party week.
Yeah, this week. Parties. This week and next week. And then everyone's... I mean, everyone's out in glitter. The glitter dresses are on. You know, I don't think Asian people, when they go to Christmas parties, they wear a lot of glitter.
You don't think they wear
glitter? No, I think we turned out because we wear it all year round anyway.
So you think they
Diwali and, you know, Navratri and Holi and all of this kind of stuff. And then when we go Christmas party, we just go plain.
I don't think anybody wears glitter.
Oh.
Who wears glitter? Do you wear glitter? What? Is that a thing?
I think he means just sparkly shit.
Sparkly stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. You know, the trousers, the dresses, you know.
No, sorry. As we were talking about glitter, I just caught the eye of a couple that were holding hands in the front row. And that straight away just tells me that's early days marriage, isn't it? Early days. How long have you been married?
You're not married.
That's why they're holding hands. Bruv, as soon as you get married, they stop holding your hand. That doesn't carry on. It won't happen. The marriage won't happen. The marriage will happen. Someone's desperate. Look at that. The marriage is gonna happen. How long have you been dating? Coming up to a year.
It's all
approved. Visa approved for marriage. Like mum and dad know.
Gave her the green card.
You gave her the green card.
Oh, wow. Where's she from?
What? You mean like to marry you? Not like she's not fresh. What was it like? No. No, that's what I mean. But like, yeah, but you approve. So, you know, out of all of the women you could have chosen, yes, well done. You're top of the list. This is some real, I don't think she's going to hold your hand again. See what I mean? I think I've just screwed up.
That's your fault.
That is my fault. But no, it was cute. It reminded me of what it used to be like when I had a girlfriend.
I thought you just saw sparkly stuff. That's why you're looking over there. I was like,
oh. No. They were shaking their head at the sparkly stuff. They're going, no, we don't really do sparkly.
No,
but you're right. So are you worried, Kedge, that there's a lack of sparkly? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's just something I noticed because already at work, you know, obviously I work in a building which has more white people than Asian people, but the white people are already glittery trousers. The women are already wearing glittery jumpers. Whereas the Asian people, I just think we just don't do it like
that. I mean, look. The three of us.
Yeah, not glittery.
I have got my Christmas jumper on.
Is that a Christmas jumper? But that's not a Christmas jumper.
Is that a Christmas jumper?
No.
Come on.
It was in the Christmas section of the Christmas...
People have already said it looks like a bit of an old man.
Yeah, it looks like an uncle jumper. Someone goes, what's with the Buddha jumper? Like,
I think you can wear that all year round, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay, well then...
Is there no Christmas colours
Clever me. Clever me, because I get to double up. What can you do with yours? What were you going with?
My one is very Christmassy.
Desi? Desi Christmas... Yeah. Desi Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah.
That's Home Alone meets... Yeah.
Meets just Desi.
Meets Christmas. Meets the
Brownlow. You print that at home.
The Brownlow.
You print that at home.
What are you packing, big boy? 23?
Jordan.
That's such a Satch thing to do. Satch is one of those guys, you know, he's got like a proper collection of trainers.
No. Do you know what? Yes.
I women are with their shoes.
I've spoken about this. I bought this jumper, remember? Do you remember when?
Yeah.
In the summer.
Oh, yeah, it was on sale.
Earlier this year, yeah.
How much was it in the summer?
20 quid.
Yeah, nice. And it's like 40 quid now. You can sell it after today's one and make money on it. But we appreciate everyone coming out. This is the first time we've done a podcast outside of London. So thank you. Is everybody from Birmingham? Is everyone from Birmingham?
Who's the furthest?
Someone said no over here.
Leicester. Leicester's in the house.
Oh, Leicester,
yeah.
Massive.
Yeah, look at that. Bruv, can you not put your hand up that high? Because the ceilings are only 14 foot. So we've got a massive unit in the front row.
Also, I feel sorry for the lady behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't even know what she's watching.
Ziggy, and is it your missus? It is. I'm just making sure, Ziggy, because last time you brought your girlfriend, so I didn't know.
Oh, he's done him there.
Ziggy's like, hey?
That's why Ziggy comes to all the London ones.
But Bichardi, she's behind. Like, that's not fair, bruv. That's not fair. Order. If you want to move your chair and come forward a bit, because unless you want to look at the back of his head, that's fine. But no, it's the first time, so it's quite exciting for us to kind of take it on the road like this.
But do you know what? I had to be in the car with him for nearly 3 hours.
On the way here?
On the way here.
What was that like?
You ditched us. You came yesterday for some reason.
I did.
What happened there?
No, I was up in Glasgow doing Bollywood Time Machine and had a great time. And then we came down. This was like a stop off. So I was already here. Yeah. Wait, I was here to receive you guys. I was doing my piranha duties.
Right.
I was welcoming you here.
Well, but you're on parole.
Piranha duties. But what was he like in the car? Who picked the music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, half an hour into the journey, got his nuts out.
Yeah, I had to get the nuts out. Because I thought, you know, he was flagging.
Felt claustrophobic? Was the heat? The heated seat was on.
The heated seat was on.
Yeah, so
it
you
was so hot.
So you wanted that combo of sick and breeze.
Yeah, and so dry I roasted. Turned it down. I thought, oh, I've got to get the nuts out. And then also, when I gave it to him in his mouth, he obviously just... No, what I'm trying to say is like...
Did you feed him or did he just, whilst driving, did he just lean over and have a nibble?
I just dished him out and he just went straight into his
mouth. Oh, he knew what to do. You're good like that, Satch.
And no,
because
he was very... He knew exactly because he was one-handed as well. So that came in, you know, so he was one-handed and he just kind of tossed them into his mouth.
Wow.
And then he went, oh, dry roasted.
Lovely. I wasn't expecting it.
I'm the bud's finest.
Yeah, but then he was like, you know, and then he was sort of just chomping on them and he kind of really enjoyed it. And I think he just plugged him up. For the rest of the journey.
To be fair, do you know what? It weren't bad because he was doing a lot of work, Tommy. Like work stuff.
What kind of work?
He was in his own world. I had my tunes on and that was it. We got it.
It was good tunes. And then I had to take some work calls and be on Zoom calls and stuff like that. So it was a little bit difficult.
But I was dreading it because I was thinking, I'm going all the way up to Birmingham with Kedge. Tommy's not in the car to
balance things out.
For it to be normal.
Yep.
But it was all right. We got it.
You didn't get too exposed to the Kedge, apart from his nuts.
Pleasant surprise.
So you haven't eaten other than dry roasted nuts?
No, that was it.
What about the noodles?
No, where?
I got you some chicken noodles.
I had them.
You had the veggie noodle. I hope you didn't have the chicken noodles.
No, they're veggie. I had them. They're very nice. They're very hot.
What? Spicy hot.
Very spicy. I don't think Satch can eat that.
No, I actually asked for spice in your one and not his hint because I thought you'd like a bit more mirch. I'm considerate like that.
No, it was
generally this is sorry, you're getting to the inner works of it, but it's good. So I'm glad you're here. Well done. Are you in the spirit now? Are we all feeling this kind of live Christmas, Brownlow-y, Christmassy spirit? Satch, I'm going to go to you because you're often a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think everyone's going to know what my answer is. Well, no, I haven't even got my tree up yet. It's the 10th of December.
Still.
Yeah, I was away. Sorry.
Is there any point now?
I was thinking that today as well. I was like, we're 10 days in. Do I do it for another 20
days? Is there anyone here who hasn't got their tree up yet? I mean, I'm talking to Asian. Oh, okay, it's Asian people.
Quite a lot. Okay, is anybody who has no plans on putting their tree up? Ooh, yeah.
I'm thinking I'm part of that crew now.
Why is that?
So
too late.
No, but hold on. That's a lot.
But then I'm like, I'm going to wrap presents for like nieces and nephews and all that. Where am I going to put them?
But hold on, mate. If you're not putting a tree up, that's a lot of joy that you're not letting into your life. Like, what? Sorry.
They don't look bothered. They're like, nope.
I know.
I just saved myself three hours of putting it up, three hours of taking it down.
I can't deal with that.
Yeah. I just ain't got the time now, I don't think. I'm just thinking Satch, about it. Don't I ain't got the time.
Well, I'm living at my mum and dad's, and they've never put a tree up because they don't. I didn't want to say they don't believe in Jesus because that's not true. I never really asked them. My dad, you know what my dad's religious lesson to me when I was growing up was? He goes, look, religion's complicated. Just follow the Ten Commandments. That's fine. Sachi on my life, right? Fair there you go. He went to follow the Ten Commandments. That pretty much covers it all. And it does.
It does.
You know, if you can't be art, if you can't be art, it's really bad. If it's a bit too involved,
yeah.
Ten Commandments is your go-to.
But that's the religion.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of religion just, level
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
It doesn't require, oh, you've got
to... So he went to Christianity?
Yeah. That's the way he was okay, trying
so
to
so he didn't
me.
Go to
yeah, but then
Sikhism
but
or...
No, he didn't else. Go, oh, just go read this book on Sikhism. No.
No.
He just went, Ten Commandments. I think he was watching a film at the time, so it's probably in his mind. I'm glad that was on and not Dirty Dancing. Just follow Patrick Swayze, Tommy, if you're in doubt. Yeah. But they've never put a tree up. They never put a tree up in their house.
So have you changed the tradition?
Well... I just rung. You heard me on the phone because it's Logan's birthday tomorrow. It's my son, so he turns 8 years old tomorrow. So I just give him a call now to say, look, I'll be home tonight late and I'll see you when you're 8 years old and all that kind of thing.
Nice.
And I went, what are you doing? And I said to Milo, Milo's the older one. I said, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, we're going to put the tree up tonight.
Yay.
I'm like, oh, that's a first. So they're putting the tree up.
So it's been at Baba Dandy's
house. Yeah. So the tree, and I'm glad I'm not there.
Did you buy the tree? Is that one that you packed away?
Bro, I don't even know. I've not spoken to the missus because, I mean,
I remember you swerved this one last year as well.
I hate it with a passion. Yeah. I don't think
I remember you leaving the house or something.
I can't handle it.
What is wrong with all of you joyless people?
But no, because the kids, like, they screw the tree up. They put it everywhere. They put three baubles on one branch. That does my setting. I can't handle it. Yeah, do you know what I mean? When you look at it, like that Bajara branch is going. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, but I want to go. Yeah, but can you not see? Like, there's no balls on that end. You know.
Yeah.
There's no nuts on that end. A bit like you in the car. Yeah. There's nothing there. So I'm like, balance it out. But they don't get the balance, and then you have to redo it all afterwards, and then you feel like you're redoing their homework for them. Right. So no, I'd just rather stay out. Did you see that? There's a little meme going around on TikTok, which is
of Whitney
Houston. Of a bit of her song, and it says, when your wife asks you to help with the tree, and then they play the clip, I would only be in your way, so I'll go. And that's it, and it cuts it. I'm like, that's me. I'm like, I'm going to get in the way. I'll leave you to it.
I think that is a first that Tommy's explained a TikTok on a podcast and actually delivered it so beautifully.
Oh, really?
Was that? That was really, I mean, you don't have to
see rubbish,
that.
Was
do I always mess it up?
No, that's the thing of beauty, to explain a TikTok meme. On a podcast.
Well, there you go. It's audio TikTok.
No, look, really then. Yeah. Me and Tommy are just busy working. Christmas is busy for us anyway.
And because of these two joyless people is the reason why all of you are sitting here with no food in your hands. Because the idea was that we were going to buy mince pies for everybody.
We were. Oh.
And we were going to... Look at this woman.
No, hold on.
Everyone was going to get a mince pie. This was my idea. I said it was... I think we should... Did someone fart?
No, it was a chair. It was the thought of mince pies. You know what?
Where did that come from?
You know what brown men are like? Make a bit of room. Make a bit of room.
Brussels sprouts.
You ain't getting one, bub.
That's strategic.
But everyone was going to get mince pie as on their chair, and I thought it would be a good way of getting everyone going into the Christmas period. But these two,
I said, I don't think I don't think we eat mince pies.
What is that?
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Nodding which way? You would, hold on a minute.
Jumper.
I would have it means you're giving it to me free. I will have it. That's different.
Do you like mince pies?
That's different.
With custard.
M&S.
Someone's a bit posh. Someone's a bit privileged in Leicester. Only the M&S ones.
The small ones at Tesco are yummy as well.
The small ones at Tesco.
Yeah, you get 12 in a pack as well, so you feel like you're getting more.
I can't, no. I just feel like it's a shit pie. I'm sorry. It's like I'd want it to have actual, like.
So this is why I said no, because you're not a fan. Who's
no?
Do you eat him?
Who don't like
mince pie? So why didn't you back him and say, let's give everybody mince pie?
You know what? There's too much to do today. I couldn't pick up any mince pie. I thought you were going to get him.
Well, I never know if I can say these things. It's sort of behind the scenes stuff. Okay.
Do you want to check it with
No, screw it. I'm going to say it. And then we'll deal with it later.
Put in a WhatsApp message.
Pucker pies. Have you noticed they've got a new veggie slice out? It's called the spicy Bombay potato slice.
Oh, I bet that's going to be nice.
So I messaged them and I said, listen, I'm doing a live podcast. I want 150 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Do you remember that? Ooh. They went, no worries. Done. This is our marketing team. Yeah. Email them.
Yeah.
This Johnny and Sarah at this marketing team,
Gordy.
Right?
Huh? Okay. Gordy. What happened?
I don't know. It could be Johnny.
Johnny Singh. Johnny Singh.
I think it was Johnny. I wasn't a Sarah. Why are you going to sing it for? Why can't it be Patel? one of yours. One of your flipping letdown.
I was going to go more Sarah Patel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, yes, they were both there. And then I emailed them. I said, look, it's all been approved by Pucker. Send me 150 slices. I want to give it out to my audience. And no reply. So I think we'll get them because now I've grassed them out, or we'll either that or they'll ditch us. Yeah. But they've agreed to give us some Bombay. So I thought those are the pies. I thought rather than screw mince pies, we could give people desi pies. That would have been nicer, wouldn't it?
I remember you sent a massive voicemail.
No, you stick to your flipping mince pie now, you little shit. Come over here with your mince pie. Oh, gora banaki aya, huh? Don't forget your roots, bruv, right?
So I know we spoke about Christmas parties, but obviously I am really excited because I've got a couple of Christmas parties. Has anyone been to a Christmas party yet at work or anyone? Yeah. Anyone been? Yeah. Lively? Was it good? Fun? No? Yeah.
No. Don't remember it.
The thing is, I love a Christmas party. Because you get to see people out of the normal environment. They all act a bit wild. The drinks start flowing. It is funny. Just, people you think can't move, can't dance, all of a sudden turn into Michael Jackson. I love that.
Says the man who's turned up in this leather jacket looking like a Michael Jackson extra or one of Janet Jackson's backing dancers.
I swear he's wearing flares as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got... are you wearing flares?
No, they're not flares.
They're flares.
Is it because you've got skinny legs and you're trying to cover it up?
Maybe. They're normal, but...
They're normal. All right.
They're actually tight
legs. It's legs.
They're normal children's trousers. Right. Exactly. Nothing wrong with them.
But I was thinking, you guys are not going to go to a Christmas party this year.
No, we don't belong to an organisation anymore, Kedge. Do you know why? You want to go over that again, Kedge?
Sorry, what do you mean you don't belong to an organisation?
No, we belong to the Brown. We're freelancers. We're mavericks.
We should have one, actually. Just us two.
What?
Christmas party.
This is it. This is our Christmas party. Yeah,
the fact that you said that you don't belong to an organisation got the biggest laugh of the night so far.
Because they know what organisation we're no longer part of.
Okay.
So, but you switched.
I switched and jumped ship and I managed to squeeze into another organisation.
Well, lucky they didn't do reference checks, so that's why you got in. But go on. So have you done that Christmas party?
No, it's coming up next week. Looking forward to it.
What's the theme? What they're doing? Where they're going?
Oh, no, it's just going to be. It's just in a bar and there's going to be karaoke. There's going to be a DJ. I tried to get Sachin to DJ it, to be fair, but they didn't want an Asian DJ. I don't know why.
But so you raised your eyebrow at karaoke. You went, oh, they've got karaoke.
Because again, another thing is, it's like, people are already asking me, and this is where I have to sort of, it's a little bit awkward. And, for people who work with a lot of, sort of white people in an office and all of that, when the topic of karaoke comes up.
Are you saying that to show off? I work with white people.
No,
office. Because obviously, we've got air conditioning.
This here. But it's just like, there was the question I hate. And I don't know if anyone else feels like this, is what's your karaoke song?
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually...
Boom, shake the room, all day long.
It's Hamko Hamisi Chulalo. But
Hamko Hamisi Chulalo.
Yeah, or Kuchu Chulalo.
If your freshy ass gets up at Virgin Radio and after...
Film it. Someone film it.
After the guy from the Kaiser Chiefs has just done Ricky Wilson, I predict a riot. And you're going to go, Hamko Hamisi. They're going to go, oh God. They're going to clap along.
But this is what I mean. This is the problem I've got.
Sackable.
What is your karaoke? I mean, you love singing all that, but I don't have an English tune, which is my karaoke tune. Like, I mean, I like all kinds of songs, but because karaoke songs have to be a certain type of song that, English people will all bounce to and sing to and jump around to. And, it's got to be a certain thing.
It's interesting. You're playing to the crowd with your karaoke song. You see, you're already saying, oh, I want them to sing along with me.
No, but that's
why not just do you? Do your number. What's your number?
I mean, me and you sang Killing Me Softly.
There we go.
But Killing Me Softly is not going to get white people dancing.
Yeah, it will. Killing Me Softly?
No, I don't think it would. I don't even think they would. I don't even think they would. Or Ghetto Superstar. I don't think they would get excited like that.
Ghetto Superstar.
Yeah. But do you know what I'm then? This is like, I get so embarrassed and shy. And then like even yesterday, the boss goes, Ked, so what's your karaoke song? And I'm just like looking, you start sweating. I was like,
Hindustan hai hamara. He's like, okay, Ked.
I can do that. I can do that, but I don't know what else. So the answer is, after a few, I'll just sing anything, and I don't know.
Bit of a deal.
So I am absolutely dreading that side of it. Because what is
that? Is that a thing? Karaoke at a Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they love it. And I don't love it. I just don't know what to sing. So I'm absolutely dreading it. You will find out next week what I end up singing.
You have to film it and we'll put it up on the Brown Note.
Yeah, please.
Instagram. That'd be good.
I mean, I could just get away with singing Mundi at the Bachelor, couldn't I? Because they're not going to know the lyrics. I don't know the lyrics, but they think I'm brown. I will know the lyrics.
Love Janjua doesn't know the lyrics. But WMC doesn't know the lyrics.
And dance to it as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? With Christmas parties, though, very, very quickly. I know, Kedge has got one to go to. Me and Tommy, we don't have a Christmas party. But I always get, that sympathy chat from someone, oh, if you want a Christmas party, we'll throw you a Christmas party.
What does that mean? Like, what?
I don't want to hang out with you.
No.
What do you mean?
Satch, you don't want to hang out with anyone, ever.
Yeah, no, fair play. So, but, like, it's just, that's even worse.
The worst thing you do is invite Satch to a Christmas party.
But I
don't go to them.
But that whole thing of, like, you know, buying a ticket and then being there and talking to Susan from accounts.
Exactly.
Right. Why is it? Yeah. Why did you pick a Gordy in accounts? That's rare.
Okay.
Hardship.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
No, you can have it. Now I feel like...
It's always Depeche in accounts.
Is it really?
Depeche in accounts, okay.
Always.
And he is little. He's small.
He's little. He's just come from Mumbai.
Yeah. But happy. He's happy. Yeah,
massive
smiling.
Massive house in Slough.
He's gone...
You chat to him for 4 hours in.
I do, fine. Because what are we going to sing for karaoke?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just do, you know, like some sort of a tag team tune like from Bollywood.
That'd be good. No, but I am slightly envious. I think enjoy it. Don't get too smashed and leave before the end. Apparently that's the recommendation.
Yeah, nothing happens after 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And what time's yours start?
6.
Oh,
but we're starting on an early pre-sesh.
But I think you get a bit excited around people.
Yeah, he does. No, I don't.
You do. You're going to be a little, well, in the Punjabi phrase is charcharia. Like he's all a bit charmalia. Is it charmalia or charcharia?
Charcharia.
Yeah. Charcharia is like, yeah, not your tea has gone
tea
up your ass. It's not like that. Oh, many charcharia. It's not a tea colony. Charmalia, charcharia. It's like
not many drink it from there.
You know, when a freshie comes to England for the first time and he goes out on a night out and he's at walkabout, he's a bit charcharia. You know, he's a bit. Calm it down, bruv. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
So that's Kedge. Yeah. That's Kedge on a regular.
On an
average Friday night. That's
so Kedge. Just hold it together. I'm saying just keep your job for the next
paced,
day.
It'll be paced until we get to about 9 o'clock.
Don't piss the DJ off, whatever you do. Stay away from him.
Last
year I was at the Christmas party with him. He kept on going up to the DJ and it wound me up.
No. Can I?
Bruv, if you play this here, it'd be sick here. Bruv.
You're sick here.
The DJ was Italian. He was just the guy who does the facilities. Oh? Like, he didn't know. He was just playing a Spotify sort of playlist. So no one was dancing to anything because he didn't know what to play. So I just don't, just, I just.
You felt the need to get involved? Good?
Yeah. Just helped him. And
you told him to play what?
A bit of B.I.G. and, you know, sort of Mace and a bit of Garage.
Do you know what? He was the only one dancing.
No. There was a lot of people. There
really
was
slow and sexy whilst watching the Italian DJ, looking at him in his eyes.
No, the Italian DJ was like actually very grateful that I helped him. He was very grateful.
Creepy.
He was struggling. He was struggling only I could really get through to him. So that's why.
Are we affected by the storm? Because it's going to be storms. Stormzy.
We just had one, didn't we? Yeah.
Is that not still going on in a way?
Is it cold? I think.
What was it called? Storm.
Dara.
Dara.
Why are you pointing at him? He was affected.
How?
How
he's
was it?
He's there.
By a disease?
You can tell us.
See, that happened. That was a thing. The government message. People got government messages.
I got a government message.
I didn't get a government message.
Who else got a government message?
I went here.
No one got a message.
Did you get one?
They obviously don't care about Asians.
So hold on, how were you affected then? You didn't get the message.
He weren't affected. He's made change shit.
No.
He's made change shit.
Okay, all right. I thought maybe...
I know he did, because he told me.
I got a message, red alert. It was at 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and he's... What's he doing? I think he's affected.
No. Bruh,
that's where the toilet is, bro.
No, when you're that big, you can do whatever you want. Did you see him? You're like, look, he's having a good time. Just don't eat no babies.
I got a red message. It was about 3 or 4 I got, actually.
Three or four messages?
Yeah, and even from the weather app, and it was all pinging off at 3 o'clock in the morning, because it was all sounding quite horrific. That guy's obviously gone the wrong way.
In case you can hear the commotion.
Because the toilet
listen,
is this
Susu way. Is that way. Yeah. Although, I bet your Toto is big enough, you can just send it to the toilet on its own. Don't eat me! Don't eat me! Someone give him a snack. Massive.
He's
fucking
as big as the exit, sir.
Bruv.
Fine. No, but Storm Dara, Dalen Mendy's working on the new soundtrack for it as well, because he thought.
Dalen Mendy's working on what?
He's doing a charity single for, because obviously I got loads of people.
Talking to the microphone.
I am. But there was a lot of people from India messaging me as well, saying, oh, Kedge, are you okay? Like, is everything okay?
No, he's not.
No.
We can tell you that.
No. Like, you know, we've heard that there's loads of storms. Yeah, so Nikita Gandhi messaged me, Akriti Kakkar messaged me. And it's really quite nice to think that obviously the news in India on NDTV News, they were obviously sort of saying that, like, you know, we're all like, dying here in the UK.
Yeah, no, it was. I was in Dubai on the weekend, and it was the same. It was like as if, you know, the world did stop.
Yeah, it wasn't. Was it that bad? No, it wasn't that bad. I mean, there was not. I mean, all right, people weren't going out, and you know, people were just, you know, I think Winter Wonderland was closed. I was supposed to go Winter Wonderland on Saturday. That was closed.
Football got cancelled, didn't it?
The first game, Liverpool got cancelled. But other than that, it wasn't that bad. But Dilemma Mendy is doing the charity single to raise money for all the people who are. Why are you laughing?
For all the people who are struggling. Yeah, go on.
And yeah, so it, obviously, you know, he's it goes like da 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 da. No, anyway, that's.
That was so bad.
Sorry, yes. It was so bad. A whole week I spent.
So is there any more?
No. There might be more later.
There might be a lot. Okay. Yeah. So no, but I didn't even. No, there was no fence panels lost. There was nothing. There was no bin lids lost.
No.
Now I lost the bin.
You know?
That's quite a quick wee, though. That's quite a quick wee.
Bin.
That's quite a quick wee. That's a quick emptage. For the cylinder, that's quick emptage.
You okay? Good. Relax now, innit?
Because you would expect Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we heard it.
Why?
Come with me next time.
I've had a shower today,
but I will keep.
Kedge, I think your entire body is the size of his.
He just whacks out a kedge.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Wow.
I bet when he takes it out, his feet don't touch the floor. It lifts him up. It lifts him up. It's that big. It's beautiful. Sorry, everyone. Talking about your wonderful Toto. okay, where was I? Storms. We're all right. We're not affected by it too much, okay?
It is storm season, so I think
it's storm season. It's also season for Spotify Wrapped or Apple iTunes Wrapped as well. I mean, did everyone have a look at their Spotify Wrapped? Is that a thing? Do we do that? A lot of Desi artists were there. I mean, I do, because I am intrigued. Like, obviously, again, this is the thing. English people share their Spotify Raps. You know, you've got Taylor Swift in it, and you've got all these Charlie XCX and all of that stuff.
Don't pretend that you're down with the youngsters.
No.
Look
I'm
at
saying,
you.
I'm saying,
oh,
that's
Charlie
what,
XCX.
I'm saying that that's what they had. And then I look at mine. I've got Arjit Singh, and I've got Shreya Ghoshal. Yeah. I'm like, how do I share this without them thinking, what is this?
No, who
that's
is that? That's all right. That's why you didn't post it.
Of course I did. But I did post one thing. I did post my most listened song on Apple, which was All Sajjana, which is obviously Nikki the Gandhi and Divine and Butter, which is a banger.
Is that your most listened?
That was my most
sad,
listened
isn't it?
Of the year.
Yeah, and
All Sajjana.
Yeah.
How does it go, if you know that well? If you listen to it all year?
It sounds like Carlos Santana and that Maria Maria, the same sort of beat.
No, it don't.
It does.
That sounds like.
And then obviously, because we've got Rekha in the house, she could probably sing it, the female part of it. Oh, Sajjana. Yeah. She probably knows it, and she'll probably sing it and do justice to it. Rather
do we
than
have anyone.
Butchering.
Do you know the words to Oh, Sajjana?
That's what I mean. No one knows the tune.
That's how crap the song is.
No,
even our Bollywood experts in the audience.
Check the song. It is a banger. It is so.
But it's your most.
I know.
Do you know what? I don't get why people. Fine, I get Spotify want you to go back and see what you've done in the year.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they want you
it?
To post it so more
but
people.
But why are people posting it? Who cares?
Well, no, because you're going to show off that this is what I listen to. I listen to different music, alternate music. I listen to this artist that no one else does. That's what you want to prove.
I don't get it.
I have this eclectic sound of you know, people that I listen to that I bet you don't know. It's your one-upmanship.
No, but see, nobody feels that, Kedge. That's you. That's you with
your
Filipino, Korean Netflix shows to recommend. That's you with your.
By the way, there's one from Thailand that I'm watching. It's called Don't Come Home. It's brilliant. If you like a bit of horror sci-fi, it's really good.
Bruv, what you get up into Thailand, you can't come home after that because.
No. But anyway, go back. No, but it's not me. I mean, I didn't post it. But what I'm trying to say is that's what people like to do, you know, that I've listened to this many minutes of music, you know, and it's nice. You might tag somebody, they might share your story.
I don't think that's relevant. I'd rather a different wrapped up. I don't know. I'm just sorry. This is my childish brain. Like, if there's a way of saying your watch could tell you're going to go, did you know you did 67 buds this year?
Right. So your personal, Tommy Sandu wrapped up.
Yeah, like a different, like your own.
No, I think, like, for example, do Deliveroo or Uber Eats do that? Like,
okay.
They're wrapped of.
Brilliant. Go on, keep
that's
going.
That's an idea.
Like, you know, say if you had a Deliveroo wrapped up, like, did you know?
Yeah, did you know this in this year you ordered from this place this
Nando,
many
well,
times?
Yeah, even if
this many dishes.
You had 186 chicken wings.
That's what I mean.
This many, whatever.
See, that's more interesting than the music.
You had Mexican once, but you had Chinese this many times.
You could also have like a relationship wrap. So, you know,
you slept with this many people.
Well, so you could have a single version and then a married one as well. So if you were married, you know, like sort
oh
of.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You and your wife slept together three times in the last year.
Congratulations, you managed 463 arguments this year. Then you'd have the breakdown of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, your top five arguments, mother-in-law. Yeah, okay. sister-in-law. Yep. You didn't put the bins out.
Lasted this long. Yep.
How many farts you did. You know, so I think that would be quite fun.
See,
you
could have what I mean. That's more interesting than just looking at someone's music.
Yeah. For the guys, it'll be, you know, your number of sorries that you said this year, 46% increase on last year. How many times you said the word sorry. Yeah. You charted in 17 aunties' conversations this year.
Yeah.
That would be quite good. So, you know, globally as well, how many aunties were speaking about you? I bet they won't last. They're just useless together.
Brilliant.
You know, those kind of things. I think that would be something that we should start.
Even Netflix Wrapped. You could do that. You know, like what?
Yeah, but that's all quite easy to do. Like yeah. Netflix, okay.
So you want like Amazon or Alexa listening in?
Yeah. I want to go like deeper into.
And
stuff.
Gonna go.
Yeah.
We've been listening in, and this is what we realised. You swore. Imagine you said.
Yeah, I mean, how many swear words? Yeah.
Oh, Satch.
No, I'm not. I'm not that bad. I mean, he's worse than me.
It used to be me, but it's not. I don't think it's me anymore.
I think it's him.
It was always you. Can we tell the story about when you were swearing in the studio and the editor came in?
I think that one's been done.
Has it been done?
I don't know about the one about when I actually swore on the radio.
Oh no, we have done that. Oh, this is great. Okay. So I never forget it. So when you're in the BBC studios, I'm on one side with the buttons and stuff. Kedge and what would have been Satch would have been sat opposite me, but I think Satch was there at the time. You had your headphones on.
Yeah, lead producer of the show. So
producer of the show, and he was kind of editing something at the same time. And I had the microphones faded up. So I had my mic turned up and his mic, because they always chip in on the conversation. So the mics are turned up. And because he's got his headphones on, listen to me.
And I'm editing, so I don't know what he's doing, because obviously Tommy is a proper... No, hold on. Tommy is a well-trained broadcaster, so he knows.
He's putting this on you,
I'm not giving him eye contact. Don't talk to Kedge.
No, but this is what's worse.
Don't talk to me, because I'm editing.
He's a BBC producer, does Radio 2 as well, works with Annika Rice, right? So, so in that moment, he should know that the rule is, in the studio, you don't swear.
You
just stop that. You cut that off in your brain. You don't swear. So he's sat there on the chair, headphones on, and I put the mics up, go to start speaking, and Kedge goes,
No. You said, you could hear what I was editing.
And that was it, because I played out and I went, you can hear that song playing. And he went, can you fucking hear that? I'm like, you know when you like... You
not
know,
once, it's, not
it,
once.
It, and I went, you know, it's all slow motion, you know. Because my mic's on now, so I can't go...
He could have turned the mic down.
Talking. It was all slowed down.
He didn't put the mics down.
I know, but it was because I was like... It got all over my head.
So I said it again.
Yeah, and he went, and again, I went, yeah. Microphone. I think I mouthed it. Microphone. And he went, fucking hell. And I went, and that was it. We lost that show.
Twice.
And I went, so sorry. And then.
But we got the most listens for the show that day.
Yeah, exactly.
The most text messages as well.
We had to take it off.
And
online.
Actually, we got so much love for it. But then, obviously, I got reprimanded. And there was procedures that you have to go through at the BBC.
And just very quickly, for anyone who wasn't there, the other time was when you were we'd just done something really good on air. You were very excited.
We wouldn't have
it. And you were going, F that, boys. We're the effing boys. We're effing amazing. I effing love you. Effing this, effing that. And at that, the editor just walks in behind and went, Kedge, can I have a word, please?
He was standing there.
Tommy was just standing there laughing.
Yeah, but you could see him. You could see him, and you didn't tell me.
We're like, keep going, Kedge. And then he took you aside, and what was his line? He went, "When you're a leader and a manager,
you shouldn't be talking.
That is not the language.
That's not the language.
You
know."
And you went,
"Shut up!
I don't know what you fucking mean." Sorry. But
it was because you're not allowed to show passion at the BBC. You have to be very robotic.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, people. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. So where are we at? So that's Spotify Wrapped. Oh, by the way, on the rap thing, we're up. Thank you very much. A little round of applause for you lot. Thank you very much. Whee. We're up from last year. Lots more listeners.
Six years.
Oh, yeah.
It's our six-year
birthday this week.
This week.
How about that? There you go. Can we get another little round of applause? There you go. Thanks.
There's a few people who've been here from day one, I think. There's a few people who would have been here from day one. Hands up. Yeah. Day one.
Well done.
A few people at the back as well.
You're less than 6 years old. He's saying, this is my day one.
They didn't understand the question.
No, exactly. You know,
where's he from?
He's a dancer from Bollywood Time Machine. Bruv, they're good looking, but they're thick as shit.
So what... What era has he come from?
Oh, God, no. He's one of yours. He's from Gujarat.
He is. But Gujarat, 1400.
What? Yeah. Whereabouts in the Gujarat are you from? Huh?
You don't have to speak to him like he's some animal.
I know you, bruv.
Like, we do understand. Yeah. Like, we are Gujarati, but we're not.
I do dance, I do step, I do hip thrust. Yeah, girls like it, yeah. Where are you from in the Gujarat?
Oh, he's my homeboy.
Raj or
he's my homeboy.
Rajkot, yeah.
My boy is hanging around Racecourse. Yeah, see? Because that's where he flex all the ladies.
He hangs around Racecourse.
He said Rajkot, not Ascot. I don't know what he's talking
about. Ascot! Ascot!
The race course. Let me tell you.
About race course.
Let me tell you, if you're single and you're mingling, you are mingling at the race course. Because they all go there for, what they tell their mum and dad is for a bit of gola. Yeah, the gola khana is
the trainers.
Is happening there. It's crushed ice.
See, I mean, you know what? Gujarat is in their bloody attitude. I'll say it now, right?
No.
Like, we should all know what goes on in your flipping hometown.
No. Gola. No, he's just a...
Suck my gola, you...
You can, actually, and that's what goes down.
You
there's
can,
a lot of...
You can.
There's a lot of... No, that's what you do. Disgusting. You have to suck the gola, and then they do put a bit of cream on it. And that's why it all goes down at race
course. Creamy ice.
Yeah, nuts. Sucking of
all
nuts,
comes
cream,
back to the
it's all there.
You look.
Rajkot is where it
happens. We need to take you to Rajkot.
Hold on, now I'm confused. It's ice with cream on it.
It's rank.
It's so nice. No, it's so nice.
He would hate it.
And then there's my favourite flavour is the Gala Gola one.
Oh, make your mind up. Which one is it? Gala or Gola? Gola. Gala Katta.
That one as well.
Yeah?
If
you like the black ones, whatever you're into, Kench. Whatever you're into. Well, it's you know, the wrapped is good. It's good. Yeah. Good
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, no, and, but you know, there was just one thing that I thought. You know what? I think this will be quite hard to talk to you about it as well because it's his turn now for a mutar. But no, there's something that I thought that you know we're all going to be affected by. Well, maybe not us because obviously we've finished educating now. But maybe people here got kids. Anyone got kids here?
Yeah.
Right. So, but apparently that there was a story out in the papers. They're saying by 2030 that we are going to stop having exams with pen and paper.
No more.
So this is what the government are putting. Apparently, they've already got certain examining boards that were already offering exams, which has got no pen and paper involved, like you know, computer science and all of that kind of stuff.
Makes sense.
But they said by 2030, no child in this country will be doing handwritten exams.
Which is absolutely wild.
Just for clarity, because obviously us three have all done exams in schools. Was it still the same where you're sat in a sports hall?
Yep.
You got your own desk.
Yep.
And you're in rows, basically.
We were in the Great Hall, obviously, because I went to a different school.
The Great Hall.
Yeah.
Your dad spent all that effort and investment on your education.
You sat in the Great Hall.
To you to be sat next to us.
I know. That's why I sit slightly further away. Because I can't be seen.
Yeah.
In this show.
Yeah. When we edit it. But that was a technique, you know, your pen writing technique,
of
even
course,
we did
it
with the kids,
and
teaching them like the grip and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's going to be no need for that now?
No need to hold a pen. And also,
all of that's going to be scrapped.
You know, like the exam techers of like, oh, you know, go through the paper, have a look at, make, you know, check there's no questions on the back, check for the bigger points, questions first, answer them first in English. Do the 15 marker first. All of that is going to be
gone.
Go
for the 15 marker, innit?
Oh, the 15 marker question.
Yeah,
15 marks.
Marker first.
Wait, you still got 15 foot in your head.
No, I thought it was like 15 markers. No, 15, like you know, like when girls always have a luminous yellow, a luminous green, and they always underline. You don't need to do that.
Just go for the big question.
Big questions first. Yeah. And so apparently, like I said, some people are already doing it, but you know, the joy of writing an exam paper, you know, just your name on the top.
How do you cheat then?
Well, if you can connect your computer to the iCloud or whatever, and you've got...
Everyone, come on, little cheeky note in the pencil case.
No.
You must.
Everyone
has no.
done that.
I remember the guy next to me, Samir Patel. He had a...
What? Bro,
Samir Patel.
You might take away his credentials. He might be a dentist now. And they're like, Samir, we found out the brown note that you cheated in your...
Samir Patel actually did train as a dentist, I think. But he was also kicked out of Haberdashers. But because...
He was kicked out of what? Hold on.
Haberdashers school.
What in the privileged shit is that?
Haberdashers was a private school in Northwest London. Obviously, one of the, you know, the big three at the time.
Never
Merchant Taylors, John Lawrence.
Do you know it? Do you know you got relatives there? Yeah, look, she's like, yeah, you know, I just saw her turn to her husband and go, you know, Sanjeet Damunda? He goes.
No,
he's a dasher.
Back then, and maybe there was a fourth one, Latimer as well. But look how quickly he came back.
quick release. It's good. It's a privilege. It's good. It's
lack trained, of length. But what I'm sorry. What where was I going with that? But what I was trying to say is that
Samir Patel cheated
because what he did is obviously he made out that he was a strict Hindu, and so therefore when we all brought mascots in of like care, I brought in Tender Heart Bear, and we when we had to bring in mascots, he brought in the statue of Ganesh. And I was like, oh.
What? For an exam?
Yeah.
Look,
which,
what?
You know, I mean, diversity, it's fine. It's allowed.
You
know,
that?
Back then, well, in the 90s, you could, you know, because the English teachers were scared. Like, what is this elephant thing sitting here on his desk? It was,
what?
You know, and it wasn't small one. It was, I would say, you know, quite a big one from India, industrial one, you know. And I was like, that, I mean, you know.
And what was the theme? Why did he bring it in?
That was his good luck. His good luck.
For exactly.
Yeah, because we were allowed to bring a mascot. Like I said, I had a most people bring teddy bears. Yeah.
You right. brought a teddy bear to exam?
Yeah. You know,
that's
you know.
Weird.
Yeah, well, it was.
That's
know,
weird.
It was a figure. It was a figurine. It was either that or Skeletor. So I thought, well, let's just go with you know something that looks a little bit you know like a mascot. And he brought Ganesh in, and I was like, wow, that is brilliant. You know, rated. He's brought Ganesh in. You know, he's out there. You know,
then did he write something on underneath or?
He kept lifting Ganesh up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. See, there you go.
You know, what's this fool job that's happening here? You know, like at this time of the day.
God had the answers.
But underneath, all the answers underneath Ganesh.
Oh, man, that's...
Because the base was rectangle and loads of space.
But I'm just saying, he went on to become a dentist and you're on a podcast.
I know.
So it worked.
Ganesh favoured the right person.
Yeah, he's like, hey, listen, you back me, I'll back you, brother.
Where's the Care Bear? Care Bear didn't care.
Care Bear did not...
He did not
You brought in a Care Bear.
Yeah, he didn't care
didn't
for me.
Did you write anything? Little cheeky note on your pencil case or on the inside of your Pepsi can or whatever, the top bit?
Pepsi can.
I might have done something, but...
Come on, let's have it.
I thought this was really clever at the time. You know the pencils, you get pencils when it's like hexagonal, so it's all different sides to it, right? What I would do is I would groove, not cutting into the pencil, notes, because I did English media.
That's a thin
yeah,
size.
But all I needed was bullet points just to make sure I had my structure of my essay.
How big was it?
Pencil.
The pencil.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's a normal pencil. But then I just have, like, along one side of the flat edge, the
But that's not a lot of space.
Is it? Were you in the right?
It wasn't really. I didn't need the answers. It's all in my mark anyway. It was just a prompt for the structure of the essay. Yeah. So that's all I did.
Satch, what was your cheat?
Low level
cheat. What was your cheat mode?
Satch,
yeah, I mean, you could just write something independent. No one's going to look in your pencil case.
You paid someone.
No, of course. I went and did like my thing. But do you know, I was thinking about the pencil case thing. Your mum used to make yours, innit? So
yeah, she did.
She could have just, it was built in. She could have just put the answers in there.
She could have had a little
secret. And your lunch, everything.
Your mum made your pencil case?
She made my pencil case and she made my cachet. From the same material.
Same material.
Denim.
Same number of pockets.
I was the only kid in PE, her denim boxer shorts.
So if you forgot your pencil case.
She was from leftover jeans. And from the flare bit of the jeans, because they were wider,
right.
You could get a good cachet out of that, bro.
Because you had a wide
and a pencil case
backside then.
Yeah,
was it pretty wide?
So I was a large kid.
Okay. So was there a zip?
There was a little gap. It was a gap of convenience.
Because normally you'd have like the overlapping bit at the front. So could you whack it out? Could you split it?
Did you see how his mind goes? See how his mind goes?
No, I just want to know like well from homemade pants. Yeah. Was your mum taking that into consideration?
No, she did. She did a little double stitch overlock.
Elastic?
I just remember saying overlock. I just remember them saying that.
Overlock.
Nice. Do you remember the overlock? Overlock was a thing. I don't know
what
it is.
What's overlock?
No. I think it's where you go, fold it back and stitch it again. There you go, for a bit more, it's like a finish.
So that was elastic.
It's a finishing move. Oh yeah, elasticated, yeah. But elasticated like so that when you took them off, it would leave little red light lines in your hips. It was a bit too tight. It was a bit too tight after school dinners.
You've been through it all in you.
Yeah, bruv. But homemade stuff, that you know, that's what makes you real. That's what makes it keeps it going.
Yeah,
but look,
back to the do you know the exam? So if you're not gonna be writing,
yeah.
I mean people don't write nowadays anyway. I had to write a birthday card the other day. I wrote two. Whoever it was, my hand was hurting. I gave up. I was like, forget it.
Really?
At the bottom, Satch. That's it.
See, we are becoming less of a... We're becoming less and less humans now. We're becoming more animals. We're losing all these skills. I think it's a worrying time.
Yeah. Well, but then...
Can people write more?
But they also said that kids' hands are changing shape because of the way they're holding their phones. That the kind of we're morphing. So our little ungly is becoming binger over time.
It's become what?
Binger.
Right.
You know my binger?
No.
You know... Bingo, I thought bingo is a universal word.
Bent.
What's the word for bent then? Like a bit like...
Wacko.
Huh?
Wacko.
Wacko.
Jacko.
Wacko.
Yeah.
Waku.
Should we do things we've learned? Because there's a show happening after this, and yes, people need to get to that.
I do get ready for that. But things I learned, I'll kick things off. I learned this week, because, you know, we're looking at getting to kind of snack season, Christmas season, getting all your snacks out. And I went, oh, where are the crisps? And they said, oh, you know, in this sort of section. But the Pringles were kept a little bit separately from where the crisps were.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a reason behind that. And that is because Pringles cannot call themselves crisps.
Because?
Do you know this? Very good. Because there's no aloo in them. They can't, in America, they can't even call themselves chips. So chips are potato chips.
Yeah.
They can't call them that. So they're not crisps. They're not chips. They are made from cornstarch stuff.
And I think that's what I think that.
That's why they're so that. Addictive. That's why they're so good.
You and I go, oh. I think it's because of that they don't pay tax as well. What? So there's
now bro, why are you doing their button on me?
No, you're
going to get us sued.
Where's that come from?
There is something there because they don't have potato in it. That means that they have to pay less tax, or they're not paying tax. There is something attached to
it's
that.
It's that mashed potato stuff, isn't it? The instant powder. That's what they're made out of.
That's right. Yeah, and because of that, they're from the it's called dehydrated processed potato,
right.
Which is nothing to do with potato. They also contain corn, rice, and wheat. Right. But you're right. They might actually come under a different tax code because that food.
Yeah.
That is processed. So they're not crisps. Whenever you eat crisps, you're not eating Pringles. There you go. Fact.
Okay. Well, should I just carry on with the food theme? Because I know, you know, as this is, we love to be very proud of the food that we have and what we eat. And we like to tell, you know, Gore about our food and go, oh, we make this and you should try this food as well. And I know you're a big fan of Rajma, aren't you? I know you love it.
I do.
Rajma Chawal, as they say in Punjabi. And
what do you say?
Kidney beans.
Chawal.
Well, we just say bhat. Like we just say bhat is rice.
What? You're talking about your?
But yeah, but Rajma Chawal, obviously, you think, I mean, where did Rajma Chawal originate from? Which part of India?
Rajasthan.
No.
I don't think that's Indian.
Well, no, it's not. And this is what I just thought, you know what? I'm going to like debunk this myth. And I was really fascinated the fact that Rajma Chawal doesn't actually come from anywhere in India.
Yeah, I can believe that.
This is, you know, where
Persian.
Yeah. Middle East.
Middle East? No. Anyone else want to have a guess?
Africa.
Anyone have a guess? South America.
No.
Not even South America. I made that up.
Oh, you.
Where?
Portugal.
Oh.
But with the big influence in South America.
By the Portuguese in the middle of America.
Portuguese brought us Rajma.
So yeah, it's because of them. It comes out. And then we adopted it and made the sort of the saucy curry to it.
Mm.
But the actual Rajma and all that came from Central America. The Portuguese brought it over. And that's how we got it. And the
they
other
probably
thing,
pronounce it Rahma. Because they don't pronounce J's, do they? Like Jose.
Oh, I see. Okay. Rahma.
Is it Jose? No. Portuguese do. Spanish don't. Which way round is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's Jose Mourinho,
and
he's Portuguese.
Yeah.
So they would say Rajma. That's why it's got the J.
And the other thing that we would have all thought that India would have invented is green chilies. We didn't invent that. That doesn't come from India. Where does that come from?
Invent green chilies. Yeah, I think they just exist.
That's just you.
You can't just say, India invented trees.
That's what I mean. That's stupid.
For the people that, you know, because I feel really proud when it comes to chilies. I love talking about chilies. You know, I just think I'm like, you know.
6 years on the podcast, never spoken about chilies. Just saying, you love talking about chilies.
He put chili sauce on every. It's disgusting. Oh.
And yet, that's why I made your noodle spicy today.
I know, and I love you for that because it was banging. It was banging. I'm just going to eat a lot of it. But chilies basically were brought over again in the 16th century. So imagine India didn't have chilies until the 16th century, and it was only because of the South Americans who brought them over. Until then, Indians only used to make their curries spicy or hot with black pepper. That's all we had. So you know what? We've got to thank a lot of America here.
Black pepper curry.
We wouldn't have had that. We wouldn't have the spice. And I don't know how we've adopted and claimed it and as if we are the chili kings. We're not.
No, but it works in the heat, though. It actually serves a scientific purpose, which I don't know. But it does. It does do something good. So it helps us out.
Makes you sweat.
Yeah, makes you sweat. Maybe that's what it is. So there you go. So chilies and Rajma.
And Rajma Chawal. Doesn't come from India.
Doesn't come from India.
Rajma Chawal. The thing I learned this week is about men's brains and men process other people's, other men's voices with a certain part of their brain, which basically is like
the front part.
I don't know exactly what part, but it's the part that basically just acknowledges basic sounds.
So hold a minute. So whilst you're talking, for example,
yeah, I'm like for example, car engine or like machine or something like that. That's what that's the part of the brain that it goes to when a man's talking.
So
The okay. basic side.
So if I was this,
the basic.
So if
side.
I hear like a car go, yep. right,
and a man
go,
talking,
yeah. and a man talking, I put them in the same sort of section.
It's in the same compartment.
And what are you arranging?
And am I processing that to judge it? Am I sort of going, yeah, I like that sound. Like, let's yeah, say when I you talk, I'm going.
I think it's just, yeah, it's just cool. more that it's the tones of a man speaking just goes because it's quite a simple.
It's
sort
a
of
basic sound, is what you're saying. Sound. Whereas what happens when you listen
look
to your
at
wife?
Women? They love that. Yeah, basic little.
What happens when men listen to women? Does it say yeah. that?
No. When a woman, when you hear a woman's voice, it goes into the area
yeah.
that processes complex sounds.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, do you know what? That makes sense.
And sometimes when you're listening to your woman, you accidentally don't put it into the complex section. Yeah, you put it into the simple section and then you fuck up because
he's just
you obviously didn't understand just what I'm saying, Tommy. Army is all words to that.
Say effect. That for another podcast. Yeah, exactly. It's yeah. that, what it is I think the way guys talk is just very basics, like a bit like caveman-y. Caveman. Yeah. Whereas with women, they sort of compare it to like melodies, like a song. So when you listen wow. to a song, it goes to the complex part of your brain.
Wow. And that's why men that's what I learned. Process it, and that's why we get the communication.
What are you laughing for?
Cock up.
No, I'm looking at the women nodding like, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Makes sense.
I knew that was going to happen.
Makes sense. We are the smart ones. We are. And now you're all a little bit smarter because you've got some facts as well. And I think on that note, we can wrap it up.
We can.
It's been a lovely hour. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Live Brownload podcast in Birmingham. Until next time, see you later. Goodbye.
Later.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.